episode 2562, Make Memories Every Day.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day, it's Friday. You made it to the end of the week. Yes, jump up and down. You are here. You are ready. Come on, it's confession day. Let it all hang out. So it's time to make memories every day. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, sometimes the smallest things take up the most space in your heart. I don't know about you, but Pooh Bear says it best. Sometimes it's the smallest things that take up the most space in your heart. So make memories every day, not when they are convenient or planned, but in the presence of every day. My hubby and I were lounging in the hearth room, enjoying each other's company, and it was an early day home from work. It was, you know, last night. It was like, oh, so awesome. And we were watching a television show that we had recorded about 2 weeks or so ago. And he said, I can't wait until we go on vacation. It will be so much fun and the memories will be amazing. Now that whole statement is true. And personally, I do hope we get to take a family vacation because it's been like 3 years since we've actually gotten away when it hasn't been a wedding or something else planned, just a time to relax and chill out because we don't get to do that very often. But you know, it got me thinking, why do we need a vacation to create memories? We don't. However, I do believe we look at our everyday as responsibilities and committed activities. Rarely do we see the opportunities to create memories. We just don't look at it as such. We sit there and go about our daily to-do. We pay our bills and we get the kids to school, or maybe we're just getting them up and so they can go sit at the kitchen table to do school because they're remote learning. That's where we are right now this week. And then we go and we're like, okay, what did I put dinner on the table? And then we have the weekend and, you know, it's softball or baseball or hockey, whatever you're doing right now, the season, basketball. We just look at it as like, well, yeah, we just got to go. And then you ask the question to your friends, right, who also have kids, and you're like, so how are you? Oh, I'm so busy. You won't believe this. We're going here, 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 and here. Have you ever talked to a parent and said, you know what? We had the best day making memories. We went to the basketball game and I got to enjoy these hot dogs, which, you know what? They tasted so good. I have no idea why they tasted so good. And then I got to watch Sam. He made his first three-point shot. Have you ever said that when you were asked, hey, how's it going? No. Honestly, I don't know that I've said that. But I think as we get older, we look at things differently. In fact, I don't think I know we do. And especially now that we have a grandbaby, everything is taken through a different lens now. Now, I've been one, understand, I just think outside the box. I'm a rare gem. Okay, I'm not a gem necessarily, but I say that to say that I'm weird. Let's just say it as it is. I'm freaky. And that's why I'm here every day, right? Because I share my freaky thoughts with you. I share my thoughts that are outside the box. I share my thoughts that say, you know what? You matter. Your family matters. Everything you do matters. Everything that happens, there is a reason for it. How you know and where it all connects, yet maybe you don't know, and that's okay. You don't have to have all the answers, but I'm here to tell you it's not by accident. Some of it is by choice because you have free will. But you know, I'm here to tell you, sometimes we have got to stop looking at planning a moment and take a moment and enjoy the moment. And vacations are planned. Now, sometimes, you know, you get on the whim and you can go and just, oh, let's go fishing this weekend. Okay, great. That is creating a memory. But do you have to go fishing to create a memory? Can you create it in your living room? Just last night, I was sitting down and everybody had gone to bed except my youngest son and myself. And I'm in the recliner and he's sitting on the couch and he's sitting there listening to music and studying also. And I'm sitting here trying to work on my episode. And I'm like, you know what? This is what we're going to think about and remember. But the thing is I think we're still waiting for that vacation, that perfect time. Just go look at all the highlight reels, right? You know, you see them, you enjoy them, you laughed at them. But do you have to have those in order to create memories? I don't believe you do. But we have to understand that we're not looking at our everyday and making memories, and we need to change our mindset there and how we do it. I do believe we can look at our everyday differently. So don't put off your memories for tomorrow, or worse yet, a vacation. Make memories every day. That is your KISS the Keep It Simple strategy. Make memories every day. You get to enjoy the seconds, minutes, and hours of your everyday. Experiencing life with your child, not for your child. We get it mixed up. We sit there and think that, okay, we have to direct everything, right? I like to think of it as this. You are in the play, not directing the play. You and I as parents like to direct, but we also need to play. So make memories every day. What does that look like? Number one, you got to be present. You have to be physically present. And you got to show up when you're with your child. Get off technology. Tune into the voice of your child. Listen to them. Have you noticed their voice is changing? Probably not, because you're not listening, right? You've got to be present and kill the distractions, whatever they are. It may be football. Oh, yeah, I'm all there. It may be tennis. Oh, yeah, I'm all there. But let me tell you, when my child walks in the room, I've made mistakes of saying, oh, yeah, keep going, keep talking. I'm trying to do something else. Yeah, I don't get it all the time. And then guess what? We have to redo what just happened. And guess what? I was in the moment, not for them, but for me. We got to be in the moment for our child. You've got to be present. So kill the distraction. Say, wait, hold that thought. Let me finish what I'm doing. Put a pause here. Or you just stop what you're doing and you go on to it. And you get in the moment with them. Number two, actively listen. This might seem easy. However, it can be the most challenging skill you will ever have to hone in on. When you are actively listening, you are hearing their words and not what you are putting in their mouths as statements to come. No fill in the blanks as a parent. I know you may laugh, but sometimes we fill in those blanks. We're like, okay, I know this is what they're going to say. No, you don't. Don't assume. One way you know you are doing this well is by reflecting back on what you hear. So if your child says, there is a blue dragon in my bedroom that wakes me up at night, you can repeat back. So what you are telling me is that there is a blue dragon in your bedroom that wakes you up in the middle of the night. And if you get it wrong, then your child can correct you. And that's a great thing, because then guess what? They too are listening. You've got to be actively listening. Don't make assumptions on your children. Don't do the fill in the blank parent thing. This is not about Mad Libs. If you're old enough, you know what I'm talking about. This is no fill in the blank. Because guess what? Your child may say something so important that if you miss it, you may never hear it again. I don't know what that might be. But you will know as long as you listen, because you won't miss it. So be present, actively listen, and number three, lead with an open mind. This helps you to commit to a physical and verbal involvement. I know that sounds strange. But you cannot judge the moments. This means that you are open to possibilities for what's to come and what will be exchanged in the moment. It's not about creating an event around what you expect in the moment. You let it happen in real time. Real time. And that's hard to do. Because guess what? As parents, we like to control. And I get that. It's an underlining, curse and blessing all at the same time. But when we want to get to know our children and we want to make memories every day, we have got to lead with an open mind. It's not about what we think is to come or an assumption that's being made. It's about real time. And that doesn't mean that you don't have to maybe think about safety or other things like that, right? A parent's mind is never at ease. Well, at least mine isn't. But you still can be in the moment and you can still lead with an open mind so long as you understand that it takes two. It's you and the child, right? Or you, dad, and the child. So many of these precious moments will be the ones remembered years to come. Yeah, you can talk about those fishing trips and going to the beach and going to Disney World and going over to Europe. Those are all going to be great trips. Visiting New York, fabulous. But what about the everyday? When they say, you know what? I just loved when mom would sit down and do her homework with me because she went back to school and I was going to school and it was pretty awesome. Okay, that's a memory that you're creating. Or man, I remember she was writing a book. And she would stay up late at night. And I would sneak in on the weekend to get a snack. And there she was at the table, still writing. Sometimes I would see her with her head down. I would go and fix her a snack and sit down. And we would talk about her book. You see, that's making memories every day. It's about real life in real time. It's about creating your now. You don't have to sit here and wait for the perfect vacation. Have you noticed the past 2 years? There is no perfect vacation. So make it a vacation every single day. You get to make memories. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.